The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I was warning you, I've got Seth Mila and Wass on standby for 10:06. Voice feels like it could get me through 2 hours, but we'll see how it feels at 9:55-ish. A loyal listener, Todd, says, educating his opponents with half his voice tied behind his back. You all know the reference. That's right, Rush Limbaugh. Half my brains tied behind my back, just to make it fair. Half my voice tied behind my larynx. Would you say this is half my voice or about 60% of my voice? Half? You're thinking 50%. It's hard to tell, except when I squeak almost like I just did. I know it doesn't sound like me. I just got a great remedy from a listener. I'll have to try that out. At some point, we're not going to do this today. At some point, I'm going to do this in either the 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock hour, relatively soon. There is a raging debate. I have shared it a little bit with the listeners who listen to WSAU and WHBL. There is a raging debate in Green Bay over placing a Walmart downtown. I have spent numerous of what I call the Green Bay segments from 8:35 to 9 on that. That segment does not air in Wausau nor Sheboygan. And I've had people call just near the end of that segment, and it's not really fair to them. I have to press them for answers because we're short on time. I had one of those just now. We're going to do a full hour, or not a full hour, but we're going to do that at some point soon in one of these segments because I think it is a good statewide issue. Because the arguments are just so idiotic against a major development in downtown Green Bay that I really do want to give the other chance to try to make their case. So we're going to do that sometime soon. I want to start here because I must tell you I was really taken aback by this. Yesterday, I did what I thought was I don't want to call it a throwaway segment, but a very short segment on the death of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman by obvious heroin overdose. And apparently he may have been using a mixture with fentanyl, which is potentially deadly. Heroin itself is potentially deadly. And there have been a number of network news stories and other reporting on the heroin epidemic. This has been much reported about in Wisconsin. Representative John Nygren proposing legislation to deal with this. It touched his family, and he wanted people to know, look, we have to deal with this. This is a big problem. There is a huge problem with heroin has become a drug of choice for people throughout the country, and it is potentially deadly, as you saw in the most recent case of Hoffman. I was really caught off guard, though, by the number of emails that I received. I can't believe how many lives have been touched by this. I really can't. I want to share this one with you. I won't give her name. I'll just share this. I have a son who is a drug addict and suicidal, but there's nothing we can do. I have spoken to the police, and they tell me there are so many out there, they can't just watch all of them. They told me eventually they'll catch him. I drove past my son's home last week, and I saw what I believe was a drug deal. I called an officer who is very reputable and has worked with my son before. I gave him the license plate number, time of day, and description of the person entering his home, mind you, with his pit bull. I wasn't checking up on things, but it stopped at the dry cleaners across the street and noticed activity. I know that drugs, including heroin, run rampant in Sheboygan and other places also. But as a citizen, what can be done, I don't know. I was just told there are so many out there that they can't focus on all of them. As far as I know, nothing has been done. Thank you. I'm not going to criticize Sheboygan police. I don't know the story there. Hers is not specific to heroin. I was surprised at the number of responses that I got that people recently have had this touch their lives. And it's usually an adult child, someone 18, 19, 20, who died or nearly died. Here's just, and I know that's not a scientific sample, and I'm not trying to pretend that it is. But just from the brief mention that I gave it yesterday, it was a brief mention. It was about 5 minutes. I just touched on Hoffman's death and said, hopefully this will awaken America to the heroin crisis that is out there. And I got all sorts of emails and response to it. I was really caught off guard. How many people have had this drug nearly ruin or actually take someone's life? And here's the other thing. This is not something that just happened overnight. I hate to use the word popularity, but I don't know what other word to use. The popularity of heroin as a drug of choice is not something that just happened yesterday. It has been growing for years in Wisconsin and throughout the United States. I had someone send me an interesting theory. I wouldn't dismiss it out of hand, although I wouldn't put a lot of credence in it either. I'm not sure what to think of it, that moving up the drinking age from 18 to 21 is leaving 18 to 21-year-olds to other devices. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they can, and it's entirely possible, that they're naive enough not to understand how potent and how deadly heroin is. That is entirely possible. And see it as a replacement for alcohol? I don't know. As I said, I would not dismiss it out of hand, but I don't know how much credence I would put in it either. I don't know. But I mean, I've received heartfelt emails from families who thanking me for bringing it up. And from those, and I received emails from those involved in the effort in dealing with it and trying to recruit my help. And I will be glad to help out in that. It just appears that there are a lot of young people, and Hoffman was not a young person the way we define young people. He was 46. But a lot of young people who really don't understand how deadly this is and the risk that they are taking. And that's always been true. Young people really do think they're going to live forever. They really do. It's why they drive ridiculously fast. It's why they drink and drive ridiculously fast. It's why they have unprotected sex. It's why they do all sorts of other high-risk things. I'm 21. I'm not worrying about dying. Nobody is. Very few are at that age. There's a reason insurance costs a lot more when you're under 25. But I just want to share with you that I have received the message from those who weighed in after that very brief segment, and I will be doing more on that in shows to come. Straight ahead. A pro-life group versus the Girl Scouts. Let's examine this one. It's 9:15.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.